CliffCentral.com.
Let's move on. It's time for Collector Mania. Let's welcome Josh. Josh has been listening to us for a while. He's been a fan pretty much from day one. Is that right, Josh? You have?
Yes.
Nice to see you, man. How are you doing?
Good, good.
So, Josh, where in the world are you at the moment? Where do you live?
In Cape Town.
Okay, I thought you were overseas, but you're in Cape Town. All right,
I was in Israel, and then I studying, and then I came back.
Okay, so you're in Cape Town now, but for some reason, I don't know if I confused you with someone else. I thought you were in Canada or something. So let's just talk about this, because you're not a serious collector, but you've got a collection of shot glasses, right, from all over the world, because I know people collect spoons. We have people who they collect fridge magnets with like Copenhagen or Toronto or whatever written on them. So you started this collection because you thought, well, I've gone to a couple of these places and I'm gonna get shot glasses with the places' names written on them.
That's correct.
Yeah.
I saw someone who had fridge magnets.
Yeah.
With different places to remember where they had been with all around the world. So mm-hmm. I thought a good idea to remember where I had been would be to just collect shot glasses. It's a small thing to like just remember the cities I've been to.
Right. Okay. Well, I mean, let's look at some of these. By the way, how many do you have?
3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, about 12.
Okay. So it's not a serious, yeah, serious collection. You're not like collecting like some of these people we've had who've got a whole room full of this stuff. But this is, I mean, it's cool because, again, this illustrates to people who maybe are taking this a lot more seriously. You don't have to be a hardcore collector, right, Leanne?
Mm. No, exactly. You can, and also it's something that you can build up. I mean, if it's, you can't go to all these places at once. You need time and age on your side and money to build up these collections if you're collecting them from places you visited.
So where have you been? Tell us about these places.
So I started off by seeing some, in Israel, seeing somebody had shot glasses from here in South Africa. So I started with getting South African, just general South African flag shot glasses.
Okay.
Then I got invited to a conference in Germany, in Hanover.
Okay.
And I took a flight via Amsterdam. So I spent a day in Amsterdam. So I first went through Amsterdam and got this one.
All right.
So in Germany, there was a Bayern Munich football match that my friend wanted to see.
Yep.
So we decided to go to the match before going to Hanover to the conference. So we spent a few days in Munich. So
you got a Munich one as well.
Yeah, so I got a Munich one. And then I found it was hard to find one in Hanover, but I found this.
Let me ask you something. There. When you collect shot glasses, you have to bring them back in your bag, and glass, we know, breaks easily. I mean, this is not the easiest thing to collect. You know, some people collect stuff that maybe is a little more wear and tear oriented. Have you broken any during your travels? Did you come back from wherever you've been and then you discovered in your luggage that the thing is smashed and you obviously can't add it to the collection then?
So thank God I haven't done that. I've actually moved a few times around, like moving from my parents' house to where my wife and I are living now after I got married recently. And even with the moves, I haven't broken any of them.
Well, thank God for that. As you say, thank God. So, all right, listen, this is a very cool little collection. And I know that you're not a serious collector, but it's part of the reason we want to show people that these collections can be a much more relaxed thing. They don't have to be something that drives you absolutely crazy like some of our compulsive collectors. And it's good of you to share them with us this morning, Josh. Very, very nice.
Also, shot glasses are a little bit more cool than thimbles like our grands might have collected.
Yeah,
but exactly. More or less the same size.
And do you, when you have people around to your house and you pour drinks for them, do you let them use your shot glasses or do you just buy cheap plastic ones for those?
Sometimes I let them use them. Most of the time I use cheap plastic ones.
Yeah, because you know, nothing worse than people who drink shots who usually end up drunk and then breaking your special collection up. You know, you've got 12, you want to get to 13, 14, 15. You don't want to go back to number 10. I love it.
Exactly.
All right, Josh. Nice to see you, dude.
Gareth.
Yes.
I was just listening to you speaking about the burgers and reminded me of two quick stories. One that I think kosher burgers in Cape Town are much more expensive sometimes.
I'm sure they are.
And you're speaking about Shake Shack, and one of the places I went to was Chicago.
Yeah.
My brothers were living there. It's a beautiful city.
Right.
And when I was in Chicago, I went to Shake Shack and I wasn't feeling well. And actually, in Shake Shack, there was a whole medical scene where I fainted. That's the only ever time I've been to Shake Shack.
So not great memories for you. Not great memories for you then in Shake Shack. Well, I'll tell you what, I always have a good burger there. So I thought I thought I'd mention it, but now I feel kind of bad. It's traumatizing you from the time you caused a medical scene. All right, nice to see you, Josh. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Thank you, Gareth.
All right, dude.
Have a good
day. Thank you. Wow. Tiny little collection, but a good one. And if you're going to collect anything, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
You got to start somewhere.
Yeah.
Well, we were talking. I mean, you could pretty much take the first half hour of this morning, and that could be a kind of collectomania, right? Because we were talking about the currency and how South Africa's currency is 100 years old. What did you think we were talking about? Johnny Depp and Amber Heard? You think that's a collection?
I actually was.
You think what you'd be collecting fecal matter from Amber Heard as part of a collection? I don't think so. Yeah.
It's the first thing I went to.
Yeah. Exactly. Well, Collectomania is brought to you by the South African Gold Coin Exchange and the Scoin Shop. And if you want to find out more about what they do, and they've got amazing stuff there, they really have. If you want to go and see their new offices, they're in what's that place called now? The Mark, which is with
MARC
in Rivonia Road in Sandton. You can go and see the Mark, and they've got a brand new office there, which is very, very cool. You can go and see if you want to invest. And we were talking earlier about where people are putting their money now, with the stock market not looking so great and crypto not looking so great. Well, one place they are putting their money is in gold. And if you want to know how to start investing in gold, the best thing you can do is to go along to the South African Gold Coin Exchange or the Scoin Shop and see for yourself. Go to scoinshop.com. That's scoinshop.com. And you can find out about all of their stuff. And if you're a collector of interesting or unusual things, just like Josh, or if you know of such a person, then tell us. Because we've spoken to very serious collectors who've got incredible collections worth lots and lots of money. And we've spoken to people who have just, you know, a couple of things that they like having around. And let us hear about that. All you have to do is send us an email, contact@cliffcentral.com. Cliffcentral.com.